Today's reading is found in Ephesians, and it's on page 1173 of the Red Bibles. And it's Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 10. Made alive in Christ. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated him with us in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning. I hope we've all survived the week of endless chocolate, eggs, fluffy bunnies, and tender lamb. But amongst all the festivities of Easter, I hope we all took some time to reflect on the ultimate gift and sacrifice that Jesus gave us all with his death on the cross and his amazing and glorious resurrection on Easter Day. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for us to have the ultimate reward. Jesus is God's amazing gift to us all. Jesus is God's amazing grace. I just want to spend some time this morning looking at the passage from Ephesians 2 and seeing how God's amazing grace has been worked out through Jesus. I want to use three words to help us in this: reflect, receive, and recycle. So firstly, reflect. We open in Ephesians 2 with the writer reminding us all that we have been, or still are, in a place where we are far from God, doing our own thing and doing life in our own way. The world's way, not God's way. The world has it that we are the centre of every single decision we make. We are what is important. What we want is what we need. Which is why the world today is so broken. It's broken through jealousy, greed, adultery, murder, war, anger, lust, arrogance, selfishness, betrayal, pride, deceit, gossip. The list could just go on and on. Now, I'm not saying that you or I are murderers, but I think we can all relate to some of these. None of us live perfect lives. I know I don't. All of us can relate to Ephesians 2, verse 3, which says, all of us have lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of the flesh and following in its desires and thoughts. We've all been in a place where we have needed saving from ourselves, saving from the negative consequences of our actions, not just to ourselves, but our friends, our families, and our neighbours. We all have needed and need forgiveness. But God unleashed the saving person of Jesus. Jesus who came that we might find a different way. Jesus who preached and showed a different way. Jesus who speaks of a better way, as recorded in Luke 6:31, when he said, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." Ephesians 2 opens with us reflecting on where we have come from. It might be today that we are hear and feel that we are stuck deep down in the ways of the world and far from God. So let's all just ask ourselves, are we walking God's way or our way? Secondly, receive. In Ephesians 2, verse 4, the writer is quick to remind us that God loved us so much that he saved us in Jesus, that there is a way back from the place we find ourselves. It is grace that you have been saved. But what is grace and how do we receive it? In a world where you spend more than 5 minutes with a bunch of us Jesus followers, you will hear often sung like this morning. We say it before grace, before dinner. People say they've been saved by grace. It seems like grace is all around us. Now, in a small way, life with children teaches us a lot about the grace of God has for each of us. Because those of us who have been blessed as parents know that it does not matter what our children say or do. We will love them, whatever. And in the same way, God loves us. And God's love is the most amazing love there is. I'm not talking of the warm and fuzzy love printed on a million Valentine's cards. I'm not talking of the love which the world preaches, which is all about what I can get from you. No. The best explanation of God's love is this. God's love is the accurate estimation and adequate supply of our needs. God's love is the accurate estimation, adequate supply of our needs. So how do we receive this gift of love from God? How do we receive this gift of grace? It's very simple. We just receive it. It's a grace that does not belong to a social demographic, economic class, or colour of skin. It cannot be earned, it cannot be purchased, and it cannot be won. It's a grace freely given by God for us to freely receive. In verses 8 and 9, it makes it very clear that God has not only estimated our need, but supplied adequately that which we require to be fulfilled. The writer writes, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast." The faith the writer talks of is just us opening our hands and freely receiving this gift of love, this gift of grace from God. And it's a gift of God's making, not anything that we have done. Which is so counter to what we see, what we hear, and what we read. Because for most of the world, to receive something, anything, there is a cost that must be paid. A cost that is due. We are made to be in debt to someone or something. We have to work through a program to achieve a goal. We have to become something new to deserve something. With the death of Jesus, we can freely receive this undeserved gift because the price has already been paid. God just wants to meet you and me where we are and not where we think we have to be. So let's just each of us ask, have we taken that step of faith and just freely received that amazing grace from God? So finally, recycle. In verse 10, we are reminded that there is something more to do. When we have reflected and received God's amazing grace, there is still a job to do. For it says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." All of us here are called to receive God's amazing grace and then recycle it to those around us. By us receiving the grace of God in our lives, we are then called to look out and see how we can help our family, our friends, and our neighbours. In the same way as we get to receive God's undeserved love, we are called to share ours with those who might not give us anything in return. But imagine the consequences of what could happen if we left this place today and actually made it our goal, our mission, to recycle God's love to others. That kind word to those who need encouraging. That friendly smile to the person you walk past every day on the way to work. about taking 5 minutes out of your busy day just to reply to that letter, that email, that text message or WhatsApp from someone who just wants to know someone is listening. These are all but small steps to living the way Jesus showed us. But by building on these small steps, giant leaps can be made, not only in this community, but the communities we will go back to. Because after all, this amazing grace from God is not ours to keep to ourselves. God wants to give it away as freely as we received. So how are you going to recycle God's amazing grace today, tomorrow, and this week? Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for us to have the ultimate reward. Jesus is God's amazing gift to us all. Jesus is God's amazing grace. God's amazing grace is for the whole world to receive. We're all called to help the world receive Jesus. So again, I just ask us, where are we with God's amazing grace? Now, for some of us here, this is not a new message. We've heard it all before, but ask, is there something more I could be doing? For some here today, this is the first time you've walked into a community like this and heard there is a different way, the Jesus way. All I would say to you is just take that step of faith, open your heart and mind to God's free gift of grace, his free gift of forgiveness. God wants to meet you. He wants to meet all of us where we are and bring us to a place where we can love him and love each other. God wants to be that love in our lives that is the accurate estimation and adequate supply of our needs and to each other. So let me just ask you to close your eyes and I'll finish with this. Loving God, thank you that today we've been able to reflect on your amazing grace. Thank you that we can all of us receive your amazing love wherever we are and however we are. And finally, help us each to recycle and share that gift of grace with those around us. Help us all to spread the love of Jesus to our families, our friends, and our neighbours. And in doing so, step by step, change the world we are a part of. And all because of the amazing sacrifice of Jesus, we can come to you today and ask this. Thank you. Amen.